U.S. bombing and gunfire in Baghdad have killed three foreign journalists from Qatar's Al Jazeera television, Reuters television, and a Spanish television network. The incidents have sparked anger and sadness among the dead man's colleagues, and analysts say they could erode U.S. credibility in the Arab world. Early Tuesday, a bomb dropped by a U.S. warplane hit the building housing the Al Jazeera office in Baghdad. Reporter Tariq Ayoub was killed and a camera operator was wounded. A short time later, an American tank fired a shell into Baghdad's Palestine Hotel, where many foreign journalists are living and working. Two television cameramen were killed, one working for Reuters and the other for the Spanish network Telecinco. Several other people were injured. The senior U.S. military spokesman said journalists were not targeted in the attacks, but some people believe the strikes were at least negligent and possibly deliberate. At Reuters headquarters in London, editor-in-chief Gert Lindbank called his cameraman's death unnecessary. In a statement, Mr. Lindbank said it is well known that the Palestine Hotel is the main base for foreign journalists in Baghdad. He said the incident raises questions about the judgment of advancing U.S. troops. At Al Jazeera's headquarters in Qatar, spokesman Jihad Balu said while emotions are running very high over the death of its correspondent in Baghdad, the station is keeping an open mind as to why coalition forces bombed the Baghdad offices.
We are not pointing the fingers as we speak now. I think out of a sense of objectivity, we'd like to see the result of the investigation that I hope is being carried out by relevant authorities and do our own investigation before we really commit ourselves to a decision. I think it's incumbent upon us to maintain, unless we know otherwise, to maintain an open mind as to what's happening.
Mr. Balu called the attacks in Baghdad Tuesday a black day for journalism. He says Al Jazeera had sent a letter to the U.S. Defense Department in February detailing the exact locations of its operations in Iraq. Al Jazeera is one of the most popular television channels in the Middle East, and its coverage is often critical of the United States. The chief spokesman for the U.S. Central Command, Brigadier General Vince Brooks, said coalition forces do not target journalists and other civilians. He said the tank that fired at the Palestine Hotel had been fired on by someone in the hotel.
There are a number of places in downtown Baghdad where there are civilian populations who are at risk. And we know that there are practices by this regime to increase that risk deliberately, whether it's by positioning or whether it's by taking certain actions. This coalition does not target journalists. And so anything that has happened as a result of our fire or other fires would always be considered as an accident.
Still, two journalist groups quickly condemned the attacks. The Dubai-based Arab Journalists Union called the attacks deliberate murder and said the U.S. coalition is trying to prevent journalists from doing their jobs. The Paris-based group Reporters Without Borders also charged the bombing of the Al Jazeera office was deliberate, and it said it is infuriated by the U.S. Army's attitude toward journalists. Arab media and public opinion expert Saeed Sadiq Amin says in spite of the U.S. denial, two attacks on journalists in one day, and one of the attacks on Al Jazeera, which is often critical of the United States, will lead many people in the region to also conclude that the strikes were deliberate.
The United States has to explain why they broke this kind of tacit agreement that journalists and media are taboos in war, and they have immunity, and nobody should be attacking them. So it will not only be explaining to the Arab world, but also to the whole world, how do you target well-known places for media officials.
At Central Command headquarters, General Brooks promised such an explanation.
We will look into the circumstances that contributed to it. Where we have responsibility, we'll accept that responsibility.
Before Tuesday, at least six journalists had died covering the war from coalition and Iraqi fire, landmines, accidents, and a suicide bombing. Greg Lamont, VOA News, Cairo.